And we conclude today's Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner, talking with our basketball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Kyota's Addison Sprouse. Addison, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, Addison, a great start for you this season, one of the top players in the Sickle, coming off of the first win last week. We'll get to that in a little bit. But overall, you yourself and you as a team, how do you think the team is progressing throughout the year?
We've progressed, dramatically. On the very beginning, we struggled a lot, to say the least. Things just weren't working out very good. We hadn't had our transfer be able to play yet, so that kind of messed things up, and we've had to fill some gaps with other people and people playing out of position, so things weren't really molding together chemistry-wise.
Mm-hmm. Well, now looking at the season as a whole, this is your third year. You're a junior, third year at the varsity level. What were some individual goals that you set out for the season?
Overall, I just wanted our team to score some more points, because if you don't score points, you can't really win any games. And last year, we did not average very many points at all. Mm-hmm. Our defense, at times we would stop runs and scores, but we just struggled defensively just because size-wise. So getting better matchups would have helped that a little bit more, but mainly just we had to figure out different ways to score some points because we do struggle offensively.
Mm-hmm. Addison, let's look at last week, a big win. First win of the season against Colfax Mingo, first win in almost 2 years. Before we kind of look at the excitement, let's just kind of break down the game, went right down to the wire. How was your team able to come out with the victory?
We stayed very focused. That was definitely something that we had been waiting a long time for. We've been working so hard, and we knew we definitely had a chance in that game, and we just gave it our all, and it was enough in the end.
Mm-hmm. What was the atmosphere like after the game?
It was ecstatic. It was probably the greatest feeling ever. It was very emotional, and I was speechless, honestly. It was the greatest feeling of my life.
Great stuff. Well, Addison, let's move to your coach, Jeff Sprouse. Unique opportunity for you because he is your dad. So twofold with this question. What do you like about him as a coach? And how is that father-daughter relationship in regards to basketball, given that he is your coach?
This is kind of funny, but he definitely does push me harder than the rest of my teammates just because I am his child. But we do spend a lot of one-on-one time and working on my game, and he doesn't treat me like his daughter, when we work. He's more like a coach, and he does push me extremely hard. We don't always get along, especially, when we go home, we do have some grudges against each other, but we eventually move on from that, and I realize that he's just trying to make me a better player.
Yeah, right on. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Addison, this is your third year at the varsity level. If you had to pinpoint one part of your game that you think you've improved in the most, what would that be?
Definitely my shot, field goal, I don't know, percentage-wise, but just my form. I've been working on that for since I was in fourth grade, but just now I've been getting my balancing and my shot right, and my follow-through has really come through recently, and it's made it more accurate.
Mm-hmm. And what's your mentality on the offensive end? I'm sure you've seen just about every junk defense on you, the boxing ones, I know, given that you are the main scorer of the team. What's the mentality offensively when you know on the other end that they're really gunning for you?
I really just have to focus on staying mentally stable and not getting worried about them going after me. I have to find my teammates are more likely to be open when I'm being covered, so I look for them more, and I just pretty much have to keep myself calm and realize things will work out. Mm-hmm. Just have to be patient.
Sure. Addison, you're a two-sport athlete at Kyota, also involved in volleyball. Out of the two, what's your favorite and why?
Definitely going to have to go with basketball, since I've been pretty much playing it since second grade, and it's kind of in my family.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what's your favorite part about being an Eagle, sports or non-sports related?
The community. the sense of everybody's so close and family, and you always have support no matter what you're doing.
Little fun one here. Of course, at Kyoto, they have homecoming in the winter months, just a few weeks away. So with that in mind, what are you looking forward to most about the upcoming homecoming week?
The Friday night game atmosphere is amazing, and the past King and Queens and all the Kyoto alumni and the whole community comes together for that game, and everybody goes to support the Eagles boys and girls team. So it's just a great experience and atmosphere to be in.
Good deal. Well, Addison, you're just a junior, got plenty of time to think about what you want to do to post-graduation, but you have any future plans right now?
Yeah, I'm looking into going to Iowa State for 4 years and majoring in athletic training or dietetics. I'm not really sure yet.
Okay. What inspired you to want to kind of go down that road?
As I was growing up, I went to a lot of, like, Iowa State sporting events and things like that. And I just kind of, like, very interested, and that inspired me to want to help other athletes, since, like, I'm an athlete in high school, too, and how that progresses as you get older.
Sure. And, Addison, when you're not involved in sports, school, and whatnot, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I help my grandpa out at our barn. Like, we raise sheep, so I help him out there a lot. And hanging out with friends, I do that a lot, too.
Good stuff. Well, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Hedgebove Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, integrity, dependability, quality. What are some of your core values?
Respect and honesty and just the urge to do something at the best of your ability.
Right on. Well, Addison, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
That was Kyoto's Addison Sprouse joining us as this week's basketball Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Addison's fourth in the sickle in points per game at 13.6. Great start to her junior campaign. Best of luck to her and her teammates the rest of the way. That'll do it here on the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. It's been fun as always, but don't go anywhere. We got to thank our sponsors right after this on AM and FM KCII.